So come into a comfortable seated position. Deep breath up the back, over the top of the head, down the front of the body. And really feel those sits bones and your feet. Really connect to your lower body and imagine a cord of light or a root system dropping into the earth. Open the heart chakra, open your crown chakra into trust and curiosity as we enter into this meditation on the inner child and the inner guide offering comfort and protection. So take some more nice, just gentle, deep breaths. Do a scan of your body as you breathe up the back body. Maybe there's tension in the lower back or the shoulders, neck, jaw. As you exhale, just let the tension go from the upper body and the arms, hands. And in the next in-breath, breathe into the lungs, the chest, and exhale any tension in the middle body, the chest area. Exhale that down into the earth. And in the third in-breath, breathe up the back, over the top of the head, and exhale any tension in the belly. Hips, thighs, knees, ankles. Just let that go. Be beautiful. Relax, Buddha, on your cushion, in your chair. And allow yourself to drift off in your mind's eye. You're still rooted in your body, but imagine that you're seated now in a place that is just the most beautiful, safe, comforting place in your mind's eye. Can be an ocean scene or a mountain. It could be your meditation room. Whatever works best for you. But allow your senses to be permeated with this imaginary room or space. Hear the sounds, maybe the ocean or the breeze through the trees. Listen to the birds. Maybe the laughter of children in the distance. Smell this place. Is it salty? Is it the woodsy smell, or pine trees, or flowers? What do you see, especially colors, reflections of light on water, moonlight, sunlight, feeling the breeze on your skin, or the warmth of the sun? And stay very grounded in your body and notice that in this place, perhaps you're even more relaxed. There's more of a sense of joy and peace. It's a beautiful location that you can come back to over and over again. Now, in this space, I want you to simultaneously regress back to childhood between the age of 1 and 5. And even if you don't remember, I want you to imagine a scene or remember a scene. It can be an amalgamation of an event, multiple events or one event, where just after the event, you were upset in some way. So don't go into the event itself. We're not going to imagine the details and go through that, but just imagine you're a child and maybe you fell off your bike, or maybe you just were teased by bullies on the playground, or you didn't have a good day at school, didn't get a good report card or something. Like, something didn't go your way and you're feeling sad or lonely or upset in some way. And as you're imagining these feelings, or actually remembering how you felt after this particular scene, I want you to imagine your ideal perfect guide coming to you to this safe scene. Maybe they walk up from a distant path on the beach or in the woods. They come out of the distance, and this beautiful guide, ideal guide, perfect inner guide comes to you, and it could be a man and a woman together, or a man or a woman. It can be whatever you choose. But allow this guide to come and comfort you in the perfect way that you need. And maybe there's a part of this little child that doesn't trust adults or doesn't feel consolable. Maybe you weren't allowed to have feelings. So allow this inner guide, this inner ideal parent or guide or guardian angel, to respect the needs of this child. And he or she just loves you from the perfect boundary, the perfect distance, with deep compassion, deep sweet concern, and empathy. And there's this guide is so secure. The child doesn't have to worry about, you don't have to worry about taking care of this guardian or guide. This guardian is all about you. And maybe you start to soften and perhaps feel more open to your guide coming closer. Maybe they sit beside you. Maybe they offer their arm around you. And allow yourself to take in as much as you can of this soothing and protection. And breathe. They want nothing more than to comfort you and soothe you. And notice if this is actually working. You're actually starting to relax. You're getting more self-regulated. And this guide is actually making eye contact with you and saying, I'm so sorry this happened. This wasn't right. I'm so sorry this happened to you. I want you to feel better. They dry your tears. They touch your cheek. And maybe you actually allow yourself to be enveloped in their arms, allowing yourself to be small and safe and soothed. And just breathe that in. And then you can go with this guide back to the event or the situation or to the people, person who might have inflicted some pain on you as a child, and allow this guide or guardian to get very big, and to speak to this offending energy or person or situation. And this guide just makes the event very, very, very small and pushes it away from your experience, dissolves it into all of eternity. It just goes away. And your guide turns to you and says, "It's over. It's as though it never happened, because I'm here to soothe you and heal you." And the sooner a child is validated for her pain or his pain, the quicker it is relieved. So allow yourself to be both protected by this large guide who has the power to just erase this trauma, this shrink these offending energies into nothingness. And then the guide turns back to you, and you walk back to your very sweet, safe place. And maybe you're feeling even more relaxed and safe because you know this guide is so big that he or she can take any offending event and shrink it down to size. And so you feel delighted and protected. And they love you so much, they would stand between you and a train or a bullet. You know you are so protected by this guide. And there's a profound safety and a knowingness that you are loved beyond measure in every cell of your body. Allow this to wash over you, to comfort you, and bring you peace. And now thank the guide and become your adult self as the guide turns and walks away on the path, maybe down the beach or down a little path in the woods, knowing they'll come back when you call. But now you're sitting in your safe place again in your adult body. And notice if there's a new level of security, maybe a sense of confidence, a renewed sense of self-esteem at being protected and comforted. Your feelings matter. Your safety matters. You matter. And on the next in-breath, come back to where you are, seated on your cushion or your chair. Flutter your eyelids open, stretch a little, and receive this first level of repairing the inner child with the inner guide. Many blessings.